my grandfather, Harold Bigfriar, was a boxer. And, you know, he was one of the toughest guys I probably ever knew in my life. And he was a boxer, and he had a boxing club, and he trained youth in Omaha and on the reservation to be boxers. And I grew up around it. You know, I think I could throw a punch. I couldn't take a punch, maybe, but I didn't like that. But I spent some time boxing as a youth, too, and I just learned a lot from him, and I respected him. And the reason I decided to name it after him, not only is it just sort of a cool name, is he, you know, to me, he was everything. You know, he represented what a man should be. You know, he took care of his family, did all these jobs, and he worked hard. He was in the union. He only had one arm. He lost his arm in an accident, and he drove heavy equipment for the union. And I remember, you know, visiting on the job site. He lived on a converted school bus on the job site sometimes, like an RV, made it into an RV. And people were calling him chief. And I asked him if he was a chief, and he said, heck no, I'm not a chief. That's just what everybody calls me here. He goes, the day I retire from him, I'm going to punch that guy in the face. And so he goes, but I get paid. You know, I'm in the union. I get paid, and I got 7 kids. And so I was about 10 years old, and I remember thinking to myself, here's a man who, you know, takes no guff from anybody, but he takes these little slight insults, and I don't know how mean it was meant to be, but he took it every day so he could provide for his family. And it always occurred to me, if I ever get a chance to name something, or I can honor him in some way, that's what I'm going to do, because he's a guy who does what it takes. He's a guy who fights for what he believes in. And I just thought that it was the right thing to do in terms of naming it.